AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike DeBusky. The Justice Department has launched a broad civil rights investigation into the Memphis Police Department to determine if there's a pattern of practice for the city and its police force. It follows the Memphis police traffic stop and beating that led to the death of 29-year-old Tyree Nichols. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark of the Civil Rights Division.
City and police department leaders recognize the need to scrutinize the police department's practices to prevent such incidents from ever happening again.
The probe will be conducted jointly between the DOJ and the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of Tennessee. President Biden detailed plans to combat the extreme heat in the country, including a national hazard warning for companies and workers to alert them of the dangers of searing temperatures. The weather prompting more than 700 flight cancellations, the FAA warning it will start rerouting and issuing ground flights at airports up and down the Northeast. This is ABC News. Another bus filled with migrants arrives in L.A. This is the sixth bus to arrive in L.A. with migrants on board, paid for by Texas. Bookstore owners in Texas file suit ahead of a new law soon to take effect.
Doing business at Blue Willow Bookshop in Houston is pretty simple.
You come in the bookstore, you request a book, I'm not going to question you, I'm going to order it for you,
says owner Valerie Kaler. But a new state law will require her to evaluate and to rate the books she sells to schools for adult content. The statute does not define what's appropriate, so she's joined with other stores, the American Booksellers Association, and the Association of American Publishers in a lawsuit against the state of Texas. They say the new statute is too vague and may violate the First Amendment. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
United Airlines is now the first U.S. carrier to add braille signs to seat numbers and lavatories to their planes. Right now, the airline has about a dozen planes with braille placards and plans to add them to its entire fleet by 2026. Mike DeBusky, ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Our entire listening area is under an enhanced risk of severe weather this afternoon and evening. Widespread severe storms are possible, the main threats being high and damaging winds and large hail. There's also a chance of isolated tornadoes as part of the storm system. This follows hot and humid conditions with temperatures topping out in the 90s with heat indices crossing triple digits in some areas. County fairs are underway in northwestern Wisconsin as of today. The Polk County Fair has carnival rides, tractor and truck pulls, a demo derby, and other entertainment. The fairgrounds are in St. Croix Falls, with admission being $8. The Washburn County Fair in Spooner is also ongoing. Carnival rides, livestock shows, and other exhibits are part of that event. Admission to that is $5 per person or $10 per carload. And in Dunn County, the first full day of that fair is today, with animal exhibits, music, tractor pulls, and a demo derby all on tap for the weekend. The fairgrounds are east of Menominee. Admission is $5. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. Mirage during the Experimental Aircraft Association EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, a Thursday edition. It makes it Friday Eve up in here.
Happy Friday Eve, Crudy. Good to be with you. Casper back on the boards. Great to see you as well. Our fair audience, happy, happy Thursday.
Dominic, we got a fine guest joining us later in this big hour. He is Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire. There is some new Marquette University Law School polling. I always get a little exuberant when there's new polling. The little snapshots into the political sentiment of the electorate, Dom. National polling. Some Republican polling. I wonder if this is a qualifier for the big debate happening in Milwaukee next month.
We'll find out.
We're not quite to August.
Joins us at what time? 4:30 today. Charles Franklin.
You're welcome, Tom.
Thank you, Michael.
When so much an ask is a demand that I book him today.
It's just following up on yesterday's conversation, man.
More demands from you of me. Dominic, here is where I want to start today. You're an ornery little son of a gun.
Well, thank you. Sometimes I get that way.
You could be like, if you were a dwarf, you'd be grumpy dwarf, like grumpy Smurf, something like that. Do you know there's a new movie, a Willy Wonka movie, and apparently the Oompa Loompa is being played by the same guy that played, I think, Wolverine. How do you make a 5'10" guy into an Oompa Loompa, Dom?
Oh, come on, man. The magic of Hollywood, Crudy. The same way you make full-grown men look like little hobbits in Lord of the Rings.
Maybe I got that wrong. Hugh Grant was not Wolverine, was he? Who was Wolverine? Different actor. Hugh Grant plays a Oompa Loompa, Dom, and he reminds me of you. Although, taking work away from the little people, if you will. That could have been your job. You could have been an Oompa Loompa in the new Willy Wonka movie.
I could have been a contender.
Well, the point I wanted to tag you with is you were sort of grumpy to me today. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if I want that sort of attitude, I just go hang out with Derek Van Orden.
Come on, he's way worse than I am.
I'm less than convinced.
Come on.
He just gets less headlines you get zero headlines. Hey, when's the last time Dom made the paper?
See, let's keep my head down, man. Never see me coming.
Something associated with the arrest, I suspect.
Yes. Well, I think more a federal settlement with the state of Wisconsin.
Well, that was the good part of the arrest.
Yes, yes.
Here's the bad part. Made you a little salty. And apparently...
More salty.
Derek Van Orden, also very salty. More salty than he should be. Here's the headline. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden. Yeah, I'd like to put congressman in air quotes. It's sort of a ceremonial position. I don't think he should hold for very long. But Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden reportedly curses out teenage Senate pages during a Capitol tour. Lawrence Andrea reporting freshman Republican U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orden republicly yelled and cursed at a group of high school age Senate pages while giving a late night tour of the U.S. Capitol on Wednesday. Now, let's start there. What the hell are you giving late night tours for? Little recon, little pre-insurrectionist tour. I mean, why in the hell are you going back to the U.S. Capitol, the scene of what I would allege is perhaps a former crime, if not by you, lots of your insurrectionist buddies, Derek Van Orden. What's he doing in the Capitol late at night giving a air quotes tour, Dom?
Very curious. I believe lots of Republicans were giving tours prior to the insurrection as well.
Van Orden, who represents Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Now, Dom, I would take note. We have 5 or more stations that play out. And I'm talking about news talkers playing out in the 3rd CD. When he got elected, we had 0. So I'd like to think that's something of a ceremonial position for him.
Well, we certainly need to, you know, get the 3rd CD informed of this guy.
So anyways, Van Orden, who represents, called the high school age pages lazy, and it starts with an S, but I can't say it on the radio, and then told them to get the F up off the floor as the pages were lying on their backs in the Capitol Rotunda taking pictures, how dare they, of the building's dome during their final week at work. These are people that work in the building. These are the young kids. It's late at night. They're going to take pictures. I mean, I've done that in this Wisconsin State Capitol. In that rotunda, beautiful art on the ceiling. It has to be enjoyed. It's like going to a museum.
Yeah.
But Derek Van Orden, not big on the museum attendance, I suspect, Dom. Now, as mentioned, Senate pages are typically high school-age teens, nominated by their home state senator to help out around the Senate side of the Capitol, opening doors and delivering correspondence, among other tasks. So that means both Tammy Baldwin and Ron Johnson's nominated Senate pages were cursed out by Derek Van Orden last night. Probably. In an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Thursday, Van Orden did not dispute the report.
Yeah, they are lazy little craps, and I told them to get the F up. That's right, I said it.
But rather noted the Capitol Rotunda was used as a field hospital during the Civil War for countless Union soldiers. Well, I'm not so sure he wouldn't have been on the other side, but let me read a little more. Here's a quote. I would think that I'd be terribly disrespectful to lay on the grave of a soldier that died fighting for freedom, Van Orden told the Journal Sentinel, and I don't know anybody that disagrees.
Wait, I'm sorry. Are there Union soldiers buried under the Capitol Dome? Or he's just making a comparison? To him,
I think
it's the
he's
same?
Implying that because it was used as a field hospital, there's a probability that soldiers died on the Capitol Rotunda floor. And to lay there and observe art on the ceiling is very disrespectful, according to the former insurrectionist turned congressman, Derek Van Orden, because no disrespect to the building when you're holding an active insurrection. And let's not forget, he may not have been in the building that we can prove, but he was at the insurrection. There's pictures.
He was there. And is it disrespectful to, I don't know, is it disrespectful to the dead Union soldiers that gave their life, that died fighting for freedom, when you and your cohorts overran the Capitol and tried to, what, destroy democracy, the very thing that those Union soldiers were fighting for.
Well, let me lay out a little bit more of Derek Van Orden's resume. The apparent outburst was the latest for Van Orden. Latest outburst, a retired Navy SEAL whose two campaigns for Wisconsin's rural Western District were checkered with online outbursts against detractors and temperamental behavior. Is that what they call it, Dom? In one
That's
incident,
a nice way to put it.
In one incident from June of 2021, Van Orden reportedly berated a teenage librarian over LGBT.
I'm sensing a trend here. He likes harassing the kids.
Over an LGBTQ plus book display. Van Orden at the time checked out every available book from the display before eventually returning them.
Did he read them?
Well, clearly not.
No.
More of a protest checkout, Tom. Wednesday night's incident clashes with Van Orden's effort to moderate his image since he entered Congress in January and present himself as someone working behind the scenes in a bipartisan manner. Very bipartisan, Dom.
Crudy, Democrats on Thursday were quick to attack Van Orden for Wednesday night's actions, while many pointing to Van Orden's presence outside the Capitol during the insurrection on January 6th as evidence of disrespecting the Capitol and its history. Yeah, I think we made that point. Van Orden maintains he did not enter the Capitol that day. Yeah, but you were there! Wonder if he told that to his fellow insurrectionists who were beating police officers on the same ground. Democratic Rep. Mark Polk, and our recent guest, who frequently takes shot at Van Orden, tweeted in response to Van Orden's comments to the Journal Sentinel. Wow, I'm shocked that a man who was part of an insurrection sexually harassed women in the military and screamed at a teen librarian aide because of LGBTQ plus display would do something like this, wrote Courtney Rice, the communications director for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which has signaled it would focus on Van Orden's seat and national Democrats' efforts to flip control of the House in 2024.
I wish we had a radio station or five in the third CD that we could help them with.
Yeah. I think we'll be all right. We'll do the best we can. We invite them to join us. Rice's comments referenced Van Orden's 2015 book in which he mentioned an instance when he revealed a male lieutenant's enlarged scrotum to unsuspecting female officers in an apparent prank. The Capitol Rotunda was indeed used as a field hospital during the Civil War, but no soldiers were buried under the Capitol building. All right. Asked and answered. While Van Orden took issue with the pages lying beneath the dome, the Capitol was also used to quarter troops during the Civil War. Just below the Capitol Rotunda and next to a bust of former President Abraham Lincoln is a plaque commemorating Lincoln's call for volunteers on April 15th of 1861. Troops from Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, and Washington, D.C. were quartered in the building in response, according to the plaque. More recently,
members of the- means they stayed there. They slept on the floors. They utilized the rotunda to lie down. How dare they?
How dare they? More recently, members of the National Guard slept in the Capitol, including the rotunda, following the January 6th insurrection to protect the building. In the run-up to President Joe Biden's inauguration, Van Orden did not mention these facts in his comments. Van Orden's late-night tour is not unusual for the first-term Republican. He frequently invites invites groups he meets during the day on tours in the Capitol at night. About 50 people were with him on the tour Wednesday night, according to an aide. On Thursday, two Senate pages told the Journal Sentinel they were not allowed to comment on the incident. Another page simply responded, "No comment." Well, the A's did acknowledge they were in their last week of work. Thursday, they said, was their last day.
Better be. Today is their last day of work. They got chewed out, cussed out by an insurrectionist congressman from the state of Wisconsin.
For not respecting the Capitol Rotunda? I mean, really? Any self-reflection there, Van Orden, your crew? You crapped on the walls of the Rotunda.
Dominic, I'll give you one guess what I had for lunch. Come back, Four Devils Advocates. It feels like it should be Friday.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break. So we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag Civic Pints. Give blood and you could get a prize too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood. Give blood.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Lows dip down to about 66 tonight under overcast skies with scattered thunderstorms likely. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. 86 tomorrow, slight chance for scattered storms. Tomorrow night, lows around 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 91.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Advocates Radio Show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789. Charles Franklin Polster from the Marquette University Law School poll is going to join us at 4:30.
I sure do hope so. You were so demanding that I book him. He better show up. I'll catch hell, Charles, otherwise. Dom, I've misinformed you and hadn't even told the audience yet. I'm trying to turn over a little bit of a new leaf, if you will. I've reached out to the congressional representatives.
Yes.
All the congressmen, all the Republican congresspeople here in the state of Wisconsin, excepting Derek Van Orden. I hadn't gotten all that way down the list. You know, V. Van Orden, he's sort of at the end. But I got to Brian Stile, and I got to Tom Tiffany, and I got to Gallagher. I'll get to Van Orden. And who else? There's like six of them, man. There's way too many relative
Tiffany?
To the
you get
fact.
To Tiffany?
Yeah, Tom Tiffany.
Okay, all right.
And I told you, none had responded. That's not true. I've got a response. And it was actually fairly friendly. So perhaps the first one to join us, Tom, Mike Gallagher, congressman from the Green Bay area. He'll be on the ballot next year as well. But my new leaf I'm turning over, Tom. I'm going to reach out to all the Republican congressional representatives, and they're also on the campaign stump by next year. So I thought I'd ask them this year, you know, when the temperatures are low and the stakes are low.
Well, they'll get to know you.
They'll get to know you. They seemed appreciative. They acted like they might actually put the man on the show. We'll see. We'll see.
I'll believe it when they show up and the mics are on and they have something to say.
You know, our buddy Ron Johnson used to come on quite a bit, 25, 26 times, long-form in-studio interview stuff.
Used to bring us beer, man, the good old days on Brady Street.
Could we just let him bring us beer and you could still not like him? Because you've pretty much banned him. I mean, how does that work? How do you ban a U.S. senator from the airwaves?
You know, he's part of the insurrection, man. You know, I mean, how do you have a normal? How do you try? It was one thing to have a politician on the radio and you ask a question and they answer a different question. You know what I mean? That's all fine and dandy. We're talking about literally the foundation of democracy here. An election. This election was not stolen. This election did not need fraudulent electors.
Well, they tried to steal it.
They sure did. Their efforts, and Ron Johnson was, of course, a big part of that, be it a second or a minute or an hour. Either way, he was down. He was down for the program. He was down to attempt to deliver perhaps these, fraudulent slate of electors from Michigan and Wisconsin to Mike Pence. So they could what? Just pause it, you know, kick it back to the states. And what was the testimony from Donahue from the Justice Department under Trump? I'm not asking you, the Justice Department, to snap your fingers and to undo this. I'm just asking you to say there was fraud and leave it up to me and the Republicans. Well, those Republicans, one of those Republicans is Ron Johnson.
Sure, if you're going to hold that against him. What about the spotted cow, though?
I know.
He might bring you a casserole, fella. He's Minnesota nice.
But that's all an act, man. You can be as nice as you want, but when you try to overturn democracy, you try to overturn the will of the people, you try to, and then what, the gaslighting? Oh, there was very friendly people. They stayed within the velvet ropes. No, that's not the case, Ron. I mean, I don't know what you're talking. So I don't want to give a platform to that kind of BS gaslighting, man. I don't know that I could be nice, cordial enough for the man to even show up. Because I think he needs a boot in his ass. That's what I think. And all these Republicans that think this is some big joke, or think that, well, you know, it's just a plan. Hell, you know, Rudy had told us we could do this, so we checked and we did. I mean, a lot of these folks are attorneys themselves. They went down this road. They went down this path. I think that's criminal. I think it's fraudulent. I think if you believe the big lie from Donald Trump that this election was stolen, well, then you have zero credibility. And if you're part of the conspiracy and you don't believe it, but you're saying it anyway, well, then you're corrupted. Either way, I'm not clear that I could give a platform to someone like Ron Johnson and not be in his ass the whole time.
Well, when were you ever not in his ass the whole time?
Oh, God, we were cordial enough, man. We had a good time with Ron back in the day before they tried to, you know, overturn the will of the people and install a dictator. Because what do you call it if you keep a man in power who lost an election? That seems like dictatorship to me.
What about his liberalized new attitude on try all the drugs? Well, I mean, you were pretty libertarian on that topic yourself once upon a time, Dan. Yeah,
but unfortunately for Ron, you know, that was in the context of what? I don't even know. The hydroxychloroquine and all that. I'm not clear what the context was.
Right to try, I believe.
Right to try. He certainly isn't down for legalized marijuana.
No, he's told us.
Legalized cannabis in the state of Wisconsin. So, okay, so try all the drugs when I allow you to, but not try all the drugs when you want to. No, thank you, man. Guy needs to go away. I have no desire to have that man lie to my face again, to lie to our audience. I have no desire for that.
Okay, I'll bring him back some Friday you take off.
Okay.
Man. Ron Johnson, you're invited, but only on absentee Dom Fridays. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We've got a fine guest joining us next. He is Charles Franklin. You know, it's funny. I looked up at the call list and no Charles yet. He's joining us via Zoom. But I see CJ. And it's been notated. CJ is calling from his mom's basement. That's not a bunker location. That's your mom's basement, CJ. Get out more.
Bringing the meatloaf, man.
The meatloaf. Meatloaf.
What is she doing up there?
CJ may want to stick around. You may all want to stick around because we got some new polling insights. I love new polling, national polling. And we're going to have to ask our pal, Charles Franklin, does this polling set the stage for the Milwaukee debate? Is this a qualifying poll? I mean, we're in the window of opportunity, right? There's some people that need some good numbers on this poll. You know who didn't get them? Ron DeSanctimonious. Meatball Ron, he's fading nationwide. He is the new Scott Walker, but I told you that a long time ago. Come back, more Devils! Charles Franklin, our fine guest next.
Summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. With no end in sight to the heat wave gripping most of the country, White House taking action to help communities cope.
President Biden is ordering the Labor Department to declare a hazard alert, which reassures that workers have heat-related protections under federal law. It also reminds employers of their responsibilities to protect workers during extreme heat. The Labor Department also says it will ramp up inspections in high-risk workplaces like agriculture and construction. Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Grand jury in Washington, D.C. has convened, reviewing evidence in the special counsel's investigation into former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Earlier today, Trump's attorneys met with the special counsel's team. Justice Department launching a civil rights investigation into the city of Memphis and its police department. That follows the beating death of Tyree Nichols after he was stopped by officers for a traffic violation. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. Our entire listening area is under an enhanced risk of severe weather this afternoon and evening. Widespread severe storms are possible, the main threats being high and damaging winds and large hail. There's also a chance of isolated tornadoes as part of the storm system. This follows hot and humid conditions with temperatures topping out in the 90s with heat indices crossing triple digits in some areas. County fairs are underway in northwestern Wisconsin as of today. The Polk County Fair has carnival rides, tractor and truck pulls, a demo derby, and other entertainment. The fairgrounds are in St. Croix Falls, with admission being $8. The Washburn County Fair in Spooner is also ongoing. Carnival rides, livestock shows, and other exhibits are part of that event. Admission to that is $5 per person or $10 per carload. And in Dunn County, the first full day of that fair is today, with animal exhibits, music, tractor pulls, and a demo derby all on tap for the weekend. The fairgrounds are east of Menominee. Admission is $5. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done,
over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kreutz.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Music down. You know I hate the frickin' Eagles, don't you? Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School, pollster extraordinaire. Charles, just in the nick of time. Welcome back to the
Devil's
Advocates.
Well, we made it work.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
Charles.
You.
Good to see you again.
Always
good to
timely.
Be here.
Unlike my friend Dominic, he's often tardy, but you're always timely. Always a timely guest. Charles, new polling. Last couple days, you've been dropping it. First and foremost, the most important question that some Republican friends may want to know, is this a qualifier for the Milwaukee to get on the stage in Milwaukee? Would this poll help them to get on the stage, sir?
No, it will not.
because the sample size is below what the Republican National Committee is requiring to be a qualifying poll. They set that number quite large. And so any usual national poll like ours won't meet those numbers. They essentially have to be a special poll just for Republican respondents, whereas we wanted to interview the entire registered voter population, Dems and reps and independents.
Well, you can't really pit them head to head, but you can check about what favorability and unfavorability. Is this the metric of choice to sort of measure sentiment? Let's talk about the field. Donald Trump still crushing the field here in the state of Wisconsin, is he not?
Here in the state, he's doing well, but in our June poll, he and DeSantis were surprisingly close. In this national poll, though, we have Trump at 46%, DeSantis at 22%. That's right in line with national numbers where Trump is somewhere close to 50 and DeSantis has fallen into the low 20s. And in our polling, Trump was at 40% in March, but then 46 in May, and now unchanged in July. So no further upward movement for Trump. But DeSantis has been coming down from 35 in March to 25 in May, and now down to 22. So a drop of a solid 13 points for DeSantis over that time, and a 6-point increase for Trump. Then you fall back into the folks that are in single digits.
Well, let's talk about the single-digit Republicans, because they're the ones trying to get on the debate stage. And this may not be a qualifier, but it's still a snapshot. Right. So what can you tell us about the also-rans at this point?
Yeah. Here we see three that are in, I'm going to call it respectable single digits, if that is such a thing. Mike Pence at 7. He was only at 2 in May and at 5 in March. So he's bumped around a little bit. Nikki Haley at 6, Tim Scott at 4. And those are the three that are above 1%. Then you drop back to Chris Christie at 1, Ramaswamy at 1, Hutchinson at 1, Burgum at 1. And then everybody else is at below 0.5% or literally had no one that supported them in the poll.
Well, Charles, it's hard to get excited about the positive movement for Mike Pence. I looked at your favorable, unfavorable. The guy's negative with Republicans. He's net negative, unfavorable. I like the joke. They'd rather hang the man than vote for him, Charles.
Well, that's not far from wrong in these data. We see that Pence, actually a lot of Republicans hadn't turned against Pence last year. But this year, with the increase in criticism coming from Trump and maybe the various investigations going on, we've seen Pence coming down pretty steadily among Republicans, so that he now ends up being the second or third best known Republican, but one that a lot of Trump supporters have now turned solidly against. And that really pushes down his numbers overall.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Charles Franklin, pollster at the Marquette University Law School, polling, joining us. Charles, Mitt Romney, other Republicans have suggested perhaps, you know, the Republican they unify behind one candidate. And you polled on this question specifically, if that candidate is DeSantis versus Trump, what does that look like here on the national polling?
When you just put the head-to-head DeSantis or Trump as the choice, then it becomes very close. Trump is just over 50%. DeSantis just under 54 for Trump, 46 for DeSantis. And what that's based on, remember, Trump was at 46 on the first choice. It means Trump goes up a little bit, but DeSantis goes up a lot. Why is that? It's because 80% of the people that pick another named candidate other than Trump or DeSantis move to DeSantis when it's a Trump or DeSantis. And a solid majority, 55% of those undecided, move to DeSantis. So I think what you're seeing here is not really surprising, but it's pretty vivid. And that is, among Republicans, somewhere close to 50% want Donald Trump as the nominee. And he's their first choice of most of those folks. Then there's the rest of the party that would like somebody else, but they're not decided on whom. And some are just flat out undecided. So when you push them to make a choice of Trump or DeSantis, they're really not moving to Trump on that second choice. That does show the theoretical possibility of a non-Trump candidate emerging and the party unifying behind them. And then we'd have something of a real horse race. But we're not seeing any signs yet of that congealing of the party. In fact, if anything, with DeSantis moving down, the most prominent challenger is doing worse, not better. Those in the single digits have moved up a little bit, at least some of them have. And I think that is the non-Trump Republicans looking for somebody, but they've just absolutely not settled on who.
I've never heard it described as congealing before, but that seems very, very apt somehow, Charles.
And along those lines, then first choice, second choice, Trump obviously leads that one, but DeSantis is a strong second choice for most folks.
One of the things that shows up that's kind of interesting is that while Trump, while DeSantis has been falling off in vote and his favorability is down a little bit from its previous high, he's still right up there with Trump as being well-liked within the party, including being well-liked by Trump supporters. And so the issue for him is how to parlay that relatively good feelings about him into votes when a lot of the people that like him also like Donald Trump, and so he's losing that vote to Trump instead of taking it away from Trump, which back in November and January, it looked like DeSantis had a real shot of pulling Trump supporters over to him, not turning them against Trump per se, but saying it's time to move on and DeSantis is our guy. Starting in March, that started to fall apart and it accelerated in May and July, and DeSantis is now in a weaker position, but he does still remain the next best liked Republican. So if something happened to lead Republicans, especially Trump Republicans, to take a second look at DeSantis, that's sort of the obvious way for that coalescing, if you don't like congealing, coalescing of the vote around an alternative to Trump.
No, congealing like last week's chili in the bottom of the pot, something like that. I like that. Our fine guest, Charles Franklin, pollster extraordinaire from the Marquette University Law School poll. But Charles, I care less about, you know, the machinations of the Republican field than the matchup against Joe Biden. And when you match these two top of the ticket candidates against Joe Biden, it's a little surprising, perhaps I would say shocking. Ron DeSantis is beating Joe Biden head to head. Trump's even. Is that about right?
Yeah, I think it's about right, but we should really say they're both really close and inside the margin of error. But DeSantis is 51 to Biden's 48. It was 52-48 back in May, so hardly any movement there, but a slight tightening. With Trump, it's 50-50, and that is tightened from a 52-47 in May. So I'd say the race is a little more competitive overall, and it is as close as it can get in a Trump-Biden matchup. But we've seen DeSantis doing fairly well against Biden. It's just that he's not converting that into Republican Party support. What's going on here, though, is that the parties in terms of party identification are really evenly balanced. And so even among those Republicans that don't like Trump, the idea of crossing over to vote for Joe Biden in a general is just anathema. They won't do it. In the same way that Democrats who are talking about voting for someone else other than Biden in the primary also aren't crossing over to vote for Donald Trump if that's the choice. So the result is right now the presidential matchups are very, very partisan affairs. And they move a little bit from month to month depending on how independents happen to be leaning that month. We're a long ways away from November 2024. So I think the thing to watch here is simply how do these things move over time? And do we ever see a point where we're getting sort of a steady movement in choice and a steady movement among independents? I think we're looking into next year, maybe well into next year, before those trends are meaningful.
Charles, we may have more indictments against the former imminently, but you did pull on the known indictment on the classified documents, the Mar-a-Lago case. Charles, what did your polling tell you? Do people think that this is a big deal that the former president may have possessed classified documents? Is he guilty, sir, according to the poll?
Yeah, in some ways, yes. In some ways, no. I think it's really interesting. 65% said they'd heard a lot about that indictment. And that's almost the same among Republicans and Democrats. 69 of Republicans, 72 of Democrats. So this is a story that has crossed party lines. We're not going, yada, 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 I can't hear you. We're both sides hearing that message and reading about it. But then it gets a little more complicated. Do you think Trump had classified documents? With Republicans, it's 49 who say yes and 50% who say no, he didn't have classified documents. Now, that's up from 40% yes back in September last year, with 60% of Republicans saying no. So Republicans have come a little ways on believing he actually did have documents, but it's still an even split. With independents, 78% think he had them. With Democrats, big surprise, 95% think he had classified documents. So there's a big partisan split in what you make of having those documents. And then finally, we asked, was having them, if you had them, illegal, careless, but not illegal, or he didn't do anything wrong? With Trump, it's 49% illegal, 28 careless, 12 didn't do anything wrong. But it's a minority of Republicans that believe Trump did it something illegal with the documents. It's a majority of independents and Democrats.
Charles Franklin, what about the issue of abortion? Obviously, we think it dominated the Wisconsin Supreme Court race back in April. National polling, what are the sentiments of the electorate?
Still very much an important issue, and still one where a big majority opposes overturning Roe versus Wade or favors abortion rights. There's been just the smallest movement in opinion on this. In November of last year, 33% favored overturning. Now it's 38% favor the overturn of Roe. And opposing that has come down a little bit from 66 to 62. Still over 60% opposed to the ruling and not a lot of change. And when we ask, should abortion be legal most of the time, all of the time, or illegal most or all, we still get a 2-to-1 saying it should be legal all or most of the time.
Well, that would be different than much of the sentiment amongst Wisconsin Republicans, at least. Thank you so much, Charles Franklin. The only last one. How about Biden's approval rating? How's Uncle Joe doing?
Up just a little bit, still in the low 40s in this partisan time where the opposite party gives you close to 0% approval rating. Those numbers just don't move as much as they used to in the good old days.
But he's got a 57 disapproval. That's a net negative 15 if I can do a little math on the radio, sir.
He needs to pick up some independence. That's where the sweet spot is.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. Less Charles Franklin, though. We appreciate you coming around today. Always appreciate when you go inside the numbers. New Marquette University Law School polling. Thank you, Charles Franklin.
Thanks for having me.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench, in so holding the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says.
We're good.
Doesn't.
We're good. You can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. A heat advisory continues until 8 p.m. tonight. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until 9 p.m. tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 66. Easterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, 86. Tomorrow night, lows around 59. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 89.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday Eve. You can join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, want to thank our most recent guest, a fine one, pollster extraordinaire, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School pollster. And Dom, we got a unexpected guest because we got some severe weather going on. Our friend and colleague, Corey Hartman from Civic Media, got a weather update, a tornado warning. Some of our listeners should know. Let them know, Corey.
All right. Northwestern portions of the state. This is northeast of Hayward. A tornado warning continues in that area for Bayfield, Ashland, and Sawyer counties in Wisconsin until 5 p.m. Severe thunderstorm that apparently had a tornado on the ground earlier is now capable of producing a tornado, and it is about 12 miles north of Chippewa Flowage, and it's moving east at 30 miles per hour. Tornado and golf ball size hail possible with this, affecting a lot of the lakes area up there. Clam Lake, Spider Lake, Ghost Lake, Lost Lake, Moose Lake, Teal Lake, and Day Lake. So if you're on the lakes area to the east and northeast of Hayward, listening to AM 910, that's where you need to be seeking shelter at this time. The tornado warning is surrounded by a severe thunderstorm warning for Bayfield, Iron, Washburn, Ashland, Price, and Sawyer counties. That goes until 5:30, and that's for some tennis ball size hail. Now that's one storm, and as we slide further to the southeast, there's another severe storm near Balsam Lake. This is northwest of Amory, so listening there on our station, and that is for Chisago, Minnesota, and Polk County in Wisconsin, and that continues until 5 p.m. Tennis ball size hail and 70 mile per hour winds, and that should be in the Amory area around 5:15. Curdy,
thank you, Corey Hartman. Severe weather in our listening area. Amory, that's 1260 AM. Keep it locked. That's Lake Country. We kept talking about the Lake Country. Also, Hayward, 910 AM. You can hear us all the way to Duluth on that station. So if you're in the Northwoods right now, keep it locked right here. We'll give you updates as they become available. But severe weather, be careful out there. You know, it's a crazy thing.
Hail? That's insanity. That's dangerous.
That would kill you. You do not want to be caught outside in tennis ball size hail. Now, I saw golf ball size hail. I had the Gold Maxima many years ago. That thing just turned into Swiss cheese. Yeah, golf ball size hail. Had a little insurance claim that day, I recalled on, but I couldn't imagine being out there getting pelted by those things. It would literally significantly injure you or perhaps kill you to get hit in the noggin by a tennis ball size piece of ice coming down from thousands of feet in the air.
That would be bad.
So, you know, don't let our lighter tone. We're not being dismissive. There is severe weather in the Amory, Baldwin, and Hayward area. Please keep it locked right here across the Civic Media Network. And Dom, we're going to turn our attentions to the former president soon. Apparently, yes, he was told he's under indictment. He's going to be indicted, or at least his lawyers were. But what do you got?
Some additional comments reporting from our earlier discussion about Derek Van Orden and his appalling behavior at the Capitol.
Congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd, insurrectionist.
So, yes.
Convicted of bringing a gun onto an airplane, was he not?
Loaded gun. Yep.
One in the chamber. That's how if you're packing on a flight, you should have one in the chamber, should you not?
But that was on the way back, so you got to wonder, did he get away with it on the way there?
I would think yes.
Okay, so yeah, that guy, Rep. Derek Van Orden. Punchbowl News, Jake Sherman reported this, but it is blowing up. It's on the Raw story, Crudy's favorite.
I saw it there as well.
It's on the Drudge Report, and the Drudge links their aggregator to The Hill, and on The Hill, it is the number one article right now. And I want to bring this to your attention because they have some more of the language of the conversation, let's call it, of what Derek Van Orden said to these kids. Here we go. According to The Hill, and according to a transcript written by a page minutes after the incident and obtained by The Hill, Van Orden called the pages jackasses, pieces of S, and told them he didn't give an F who you are. The pages are a group of 16 and 17-year-olds. 16 and 17-year-olds who assist Senate operations and when the Senate works late, as it did Wednesday night, on National Defense Authorization Act amendments, pages generally rest nearby in the rotunda. Wake the F up, you little S. What the F are you all doing? Get the F out of here. You are defiling the space, you pieces of S, Van Orden said, according to the account provided by the page. Who the F are you, Van Orden asked, to which one person said they were Senate pages. I don't give a F who you are. Get out, you jackasses. Get out. The incident, which occurred just after midnight.
My question would be, is who the F are you?
Right. Just after midnight, which occurred, outraged members of the upper chamber, with one calling the string of remarks horrible. Van Orden did not dispute the exchange and defended his actions. We talked about that. The history of the United States Capitol Rotunda, that during the Civil War, it was used as a field hospital. The countless Union soldiers died on the floor. They died because they were fighting the Civil War to end slavery. I think that place should be treated with a tremendous amount of respect for the dead. Really? Did you feel that way when you and your cohorts were ransacking the Capitol? When you're chanting, hang Mike Pence, you know, all your Republican mega buddies? Is that what you were thinking? Because I don't think you heard you criticize that. And he goes on to say, if anyone had been laying a series of graves in Arlington National Cemetery, what do you think people would say? Not the first time Van Orden flashed his temper. Of course, we talked about he threatened a 17-year-old library page in his home state after a gay pride display and demanded to know who set it up. Yada, yada, yada. Derek Van Orden is a terrible human being. And when you treat 16 and 17-year-olds like that, I got to tell you, you talk to my kids like that, you and I are going to have a big problem, Derek Van Orden. And who the F are you? Who are you to talk to them like that?
I believe he's on probation currently, Dom, for his gun charge. I did a little research. I don't know why we don't talk about this more. I mean, the guy's freaking literally on probation for taking a loaded gun on an airplane. Republican Derek Van Orden, insurrectionist, is running to fill a seat being vacated by Democratic U.S. Rep. Ron Kind. He won, despite the fact Van Orden was cited in August of 22 for having a loaded 9mm Sig Sauer handgun in his bag at a security checkpoint at the Cedar Rapids, Iowa airport. Again, that was his return flight. Van Orden of Prairie du Chien entered a guilty plea in December. A magistrate ordered him to pay $360. Take a firearm safety course. He was also fined an undisclosed amount by the Transportation Safety Administration. And my understanding is he's on probation. Congressman on paper, Derek Van Orden. You think he'd watch his conduct? Now, right. I cannot verify this, but there are texts coming in that claim Van Orden had a copious amount of alcohol in his congressional office last night. photos are being circulated. Think you got all hammer drunk?
Took a bunch of paper, drinking buddies walking around? Probation state that you must stay sober. I wonder what those terms are.
I was on no alcohol probation once. I didn't stay sober either, Derek Van Orden. I won't hold that part against you, but the rest, I will.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattenair. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.